Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And the title of our episode today is called The Way. And I called it The Way because, or Live The Way, is because it's about our authentic path and living life with a purpose of integrity, alignment of your true self. And I feel that so much in our world is happening rapid fire and quickly. Before you even think something, it has occurred. And for those people in the world that are going through major, major transitions right now, maybe you're in a disaster area or going through turmoil in with political unrest in wherever you are, I just want to send out a special flow of healing to you all, and to know that you're not alone, that even though you cannot see something physically, visibly, it's the essence of love and peace and serenity that is enveloping you as a warm blanket. So just that, keep that in mind as well, because I know there's lots of people right now really going through some really challenging times in our early January of 2025. So circling back to Live The Way, you know, as I was saying, it's really about having a check-in with yourself and stepping up to being who you truly are on an authentic level. It's about being in alignment with your soul and your soul's purpose instead of trying to be something you're not or living up to somebody else's expectations that is an external presence versus what you're feeling on an internal deep-seated core. And yes, it's going to possibly ruffle some people's feathers. And you know what I say to that? Oh, well, too bad, so sad. It's like, it's okay. Because when you're not living your authentic and true life, you are pretty much out of alignment with yourself. And it could be a very humbling experience. I know for me, probably about a year ago, you know, things happen in our personal life, and you work very hard on your personal growth and, you know, cleaning up your personal space, like with the way you handle things and relationships and stuff like that. But sometimes when we step into our work world or professional world, it's almost as if we have another mask that we put on and another set of alignments that sometimes are incongruent with to what we truly are in our personal life. And that's something to remember. When you're in alignment in one aspect of your life, but you're out of alignment in another aspect of the life, you're actually being out of integrity with yourself. It's that simple. And I know I had an experience a year ago where I was in a work situation and I was in a contracted provider, and they were pretty much creating situations that were pretty disrespectful and made you feel undervalued, not, you know, unworthy and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I kind of sat with that for a while and I was just like, it just felt really icky. But yet I was allowing this to happen until I made the realization that, you know what, they're doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm allowing this to happen. I would never allow this to happen in my personal life. Why would I allow it in my professional life? And it was so evident and clear to me that I needed to walk away from that situation. And I'm glad I did, because something, you know, it was energetically misaligned with who I was. Yet, how often do we hang on to things because of our comfort level, fear of the unknown, fear of where the next paycheck may be coming from? That security that we will very much sell our soul to the devil in order to keep things status quo. And I feel that we're in a time that this is not appropriate. This is old, an old paradigm that is crumbling before our eyes, because it's not where people are going to be going in the future. It's about when we take our power back and say enough, this is where the power and that essence ripples out from our inner part of who we are out into the universe. This is so essential, because when you live the way, you are in alignment with who you are at the core of essence of who you are. And it's just beautiful, and it's attractive, and it's like people just, it's not about you verbalizing what this is. It's just about you being and showing up in that, that makes yourself very deliciously attractive to other people, and people will be magnetized to you because of that essence. So when you're able to live according to your alignment versus what society or external, what I mean external, anything that's outside of you, okay, this is important that you just take that in and absorb that right now. Just take that in. For some people, this is going to be a stretch. It's going to be, you know, the doubting Thomases, the skeptics are going to say, well, that can't be true, because it's like everything is on the outside and you have to analyze this. And it's just like, please get out of your head right now, because it's not about being in your head anymore. It's about dropping into your body from your head about, you know, a foot or so into your heart space. It's about leading by your heart. And I don't know if people are aware of this, but the heart is more energetically aligned than any brain cell is. And I know that that's a stretch for a lot of people. And I think our scientists are beginning to realize this. The brain has more intellectual capabilities, but the heart far supersedes the brain. Okay. And yes, we have a brain, a heart brain, and a gut brain. And they all need to play nicely in the playground or the sandbox together. But when you look at how that is lined up, the head, the heart, and the gut, if you were to run from the heart up to the head in a figure of eight of a loop, and then the heart is the intersecting going down to the gut, that's an infinity sign. The connecting point between those two is the heart. The heart is the main source, the main brain, if you want to call it that. Yet all the brains are essential and are needed, yet they all need to play nicely in the field together. And this doesn't come from something external. This is an internal thing within each of us. Now, we may give a part of that away to something outside of ourselves, but yet when we do that, this whole figure of eight gets wonky and lopsided and just falls off by the wayside. So it's really important to come within self and balance out our three brains, the gut, the heart, and the brain. When you're able to do that, and stay in your body, which is important because when you're in your body, you're in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, you can check in with self, fine-tune your barometers of what I call bullshit meters, okay? Because they're out there. It's like you are having more discernment within yourself of what is true, what is real, what is AI, what is not truth, okay? So we have other things that are adding to the pot right now. And when you go into the news, you don't know what's real, what's off, you know, what's real and authentic and what's been fabricated or not. So this is why it's so important that of all times now that we need to come within ourselves to exercise our discernment capabilities to determine what is true and what is not, instead of believing everything you hear on the external. So why does, you know, living the way matter? It matters because I truly feel each one of us individually can contribute to creating more peace and more harmony in our world. When we start listening to our inner wisdom, we're going to get like what I call divine downloads that are going to allow us to function more readily in our society and also contribute on a way that it's not about an egotistic or a me, me, me type of thing. It's contributing to the greater whole. Because I think each one of us has a piece to that puzzle. And instead of thinking that we're the whole puzzle for the solution, no, we all have a piece. And it's about time that the pieces come together to start creating this new puzzle that is going to be formulated in the future. And whether or not you're going through fire and brimstone, you know, fire is a huge transformative, transmutative, and transcendent cleansing. And it's about purging old ideas and beliefs and sometimes structures and material things that are no longer aligned with who and where you're going. It's about learning how to deal with grief and integrating those experiences to create something different and better. And this is to not negate anything the magnitude of what people are experiencing. Yet I offer this as a possible, you know, tangent, because there's many different pathways that people could take moving forward. So, you know, just think about that. What is your way? What is the alignment that you need to bring into your life so you could be living a life of purpose, integrity, and alignment with your true self? That's something to think about. And, you know, it's not about, you know, disconnecting, you know, from life. It's about I'm going to say disconnecting from the external expectations and stepping within to the transformative power of living in alignment with your inner self. It's almost like when you are in alignment with yourself, the holes in the Swiss cheese line up, and it's like a bullet point to what you need to do. And you're on spot purpose with your life and your mission for your life as well. So I can't believe we're going on our first break already. I've been yip-yakking away. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about living the way today on our episode. And when we come back, we'll talk more about what living the way is not, just in case you had any doubts. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about living the way today. And what that means is being in alignment with your inner aspects of yourself and in alignment not only with your personal, but your professional and your worldly aspects of who you are and how you show up in the world. So everything is like deliciously aligned and you become unstoppable with that. So I want to talk about some of the things or examples of what the way is not. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, societal expectations. You know, so many of us have focused on the external, like what society deems to be respectable or successful or, you know, the traditional life path. And, you know, you could kind of throw that out by the wayside with the baby in the bathwater today, because people are starting to evolve and change around what traditional is defined as. Traditional was probably so last century that we have a whole nother definition of what maybe a traditional lifestyle would be today. When we start using external markers for success, like wealth, status, and appearances, it kind of robs us of our inner fulfillment, because we feel that something outside of us is going to make us feel better about ourselves. And even though that might be temporarily true, it's never going to be a lasting thing. Another thing that people that keeps people away from aligning with living their, living their path is ignoring their inner truth. You know, that little voice within yourself, that your gut feeling, your instincts, your intuition, you know, such as staying in jobs, relationships, or habits that feel wrong for you. But instead of making the changes, you end up staying because you feel like it's easier to do that than to make the change. And, you know, sometimes the universe will allow that to happen. And sometimes the universe will give you a huge wake-up call if you're not listening to those minor nudges they give you, like the refrigerator is going to drop on you. So, you know, be aware of that. For those people who chase perfection, it's like that shiny bauble that's in front of you, like, oh, yes. And, you know, if I don't grab that, it's like FOMO, fear of missing out. And, you know, not every bauble out there is for you, but yet people feel they're going to miss out on something if they don't keep chasing what, you know, is the next best thing. And when you're chasing something, it's almost like you're distracting yourself from yourself and maybe what you really need to be looking at. So you don't have to continue to strive for perfection and chase those, chase the next experience without really looking deeper within yourself. When we try to force or control outcomes, how many of us want to make something happen in our lives because we think we know best, and in essence, that's the biggest cosmic joke ever, because we're only looking at it from one perspective or one lens, the lens of what we could see instead of, and, you know, blinders on, like horses have blinders, so they don't see anything else but what's in path in straight in front of them in their path. And it's not a good thing to keep those blinders on, because sometimes we rob ourselves of all the possibilities that are there for us to get to that outcome that we probably didn't even think of. I think the biggest cosmic joke is when people say, you know, it's my way or the highway. And I think God is even more funnier when he says, what is that thing? It's just like, you're only looking at one possibility, and it's going to be on my time, not your time. If you know, you're not really paying attention to what's going on, it's like, I'll show you a different pathway, you know. And circling back to that, it's just like, I kind of got distracted mildly here because I'm looking, oh, if you, I'm actually nursing a cold right now. So if I sneeze or cough or whatever, that's what's going on. Let me circle back here. When we try to tell God how it's got to happen, it's like you're trying to control the situation. So God has, and the universe has, many different ways of providing you the ample opportunity to get to your end result, but it's not on your timing, it's on divine timing. And that's what really hiccups a lot of people, because they think it has to happen yesterday. And sometimes things need to unfold in the natural grace of unfoldment, because there's many moving parts that you cannot see that need to come into play in order for that manifestation to occur. And, you know, I think another thing of not living the way is conforming out of fear. And how many times have we done that? We turn into chameleons, pretending that we're someone that we're not to fit in to gain approval. We've all done that. Some of us have had to live our childhoods being somebody that we are not, just to get through our childhood. And then after we left, we turn into, you know, it's like you ask the question, who are you? You have no idea who you are because you've been dummied down or shifted or changed to conform to either society, to your parents' upbringing, your upbringing in your household. It's just like, it's no question that, you know, we always ask that question, who we are, because I don't think many of us know who we are after we leave our adolescence. And the beauty is like, we're finding out who we are and being able to come into alignment with that. And that's not a bad thing or good thing. It's just what it is. It's part of our journey. You know, another thing that is not the way is being reactive rather than proactive. And, you know, this comes down to awareness and being aware and awoke. When you're aware and awoke, this is where you have the power in choice, and where you're able to make a different decision or, you know, a different action. Sometimes when we are in react mode, we're in automatic and we are not really, we're kind of detached from our body and we're in our head and we're just trying to control things and, you know, making sure our little external domain is, you know, all neatly boxed in boxes on a shelf. And God forbid if the shelf gets rattled and everything gets disarrayed, we react. And so it's about being proactive. It's about maybe when something happens, you're awake enough that you're like, okay, I'm going to choose something different. That little ruffle or trigger is not going to dictate my mood, action, or self-worth. And you stay grounded in your inner values. And I think I want to circle back to this because this is kind of coming up. It's like, you know, in the United States, we just had our elections back a few months ago, and it's been an interesting time. Needless to say, close to 50, you know, we're close to having the population of the United States being awakened and awoke. We're halfway there. And, you know, usually what happens at this time, it's like all the bad mouthing and stuff like that happens, but it's been really eerily quiet. It's like many of us who weren't aligned with the majority's choice of candidate have decided to take this type of action instead of reacting to it, because I'm not going to give my power away to something outside of myself, okay, to control my view on how it's going to affect me. I'm living in my own little domain. So what I choose to do is pull up my lounge chair. I already popped the popcorn. I'm going to start eating it and enjoying the show because it's going to be a show. And I don't feel like I am directly involved in it, but I'm witnessing it and not getting involved in it. That's the difference. When you are choosing something different, yes, you could choose to be reactive and let that be a nasty day for you. But you know what? In the big scheme of things, how is that serving yourself? Sometimes it's just easier just to sit back and observe what's going on and be witness to it instead of being directly involved in it and knowing that your life is completely different on what you choose internally and how you are internally. Are you in balance with yourself? Are you in alignment with yourself? Do you feel like you're in peace with yourself? That's living the way. That is allowing yourself the grace and ease to realize, okay, if something is triggering you, okay, I have a choice in that situation. I could either react to it or I could just come and observe it and go deeper as to why I'm being triggered and get those gold nuggets, because this is where your inner peace and stability is going to come from. It's not going to come from something outside of yourself. The newsflash is the outside event that's going to create this could be a trigger, which is okay. So when you take that trigger and move it within yourself to find out the deeper purpose of it, it actually shifts and changes your life. And, you know, the other thing is like when we judge and criticize ourselves and others harshly, you know, this is not the way. And it's about a time of self-compassion and compassion, self-compassion for yourself, because we beat ourselves up pretty badly sometimes. We say some not so nice things to ourselves in the quiet of our mind. And we need to shift and change that, because when we shift and change that, we change the essence of who we are, and we become more aligned with who we are as a soul versus that whole programming of judging and criticizing that's projected onto us from our society. So we're talking about living the way on the Dr. Dolores Show today. And, you know, before our break, we talked about what living the way is, and we talked about what living the way is not. And we're getting ready to go on our next break. And I'm going to put together a guided meditation for you to listen to so you could connect with your authentic path. And so when we come back, look forward to that. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll go into that meditation. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm sounding rather raspy and sexy today because I'm coming off of a cold. So we've been talking about living the way, and it's about realigning with your authentic true self and allowing that to lead and influence your life. And before break, we were talking about some of the things that are not aligning you with that. And that's like being perfectionist and judging and criticizing and, looking for validation externally and becoming, perfectionist and yada, yada, yada. But, I want to just do a little brief commercial break because you heard about the I'm Awake Now What community that is a monthly membership that myself and my partner, Kosio Stankaitis, has put together. And it's a platform that it's a monthly membership platform that is for people who are on their spiritual journey that have woken up from not being awake and are waking and don't have those resources. Because when I went through my own awakening, and same with Kosio, we didn't have those resources available to us. We felt really alone and thought we were crazy. And you're not. You're just waking up and you're looking through life with a different lens. And this program is a monthly membership, but we hop on live Zooms every week and talk about topics that are kind of up and coming that people are experiencing. And it's offering tools, connection, resources, and healing for you on your healing journey. So please go to my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and you'll see a tab for I'm Awake Now What? please go check it out, and I invite you to come join us. So as we always do on my shows is that I like to leave the third segment for a guided meditation, because I think it's so important that we integrate what we've learned and have an experience, so you could anchor that into yourself and it becomes more truly a part of who you are. So for those people who are ready to listen in, I invite you to, you know, just take a few moments to connect deeply with your inner self, to uncover what it is that's within you that is really wanting to come forward. And, you know, I think it's so important right now that we define what living your way or live your way is, a life of authenticity, purpose, and alignment. And so just right now, I invite you to allow yourself this time to relax, reflect, and gently open to your inner truth. So let's find a comfortable position. And you can sit with your feet flat on the floor or cross-legged, or lie down if that feels right for you. Whatever's going to make you comfortable, just go to that position. And we're going to invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale slowly through your mouth. And just feel the weight of your body as it's supported by the chair, floor, or surface beneath you. Imagine roots extending from your feet or spine, grounding you completely into the earth. Breathe deeply again. And with each exhale, feel any tension or heaviness leaving your body. Now, gently bring your attention to your heart space, the area in the center of your chest. Imagine a soft, warm light glowing in your heart, radiating outward with every breath. As you breathe, I invite you to silently repeat to yourself, I am here. I am open. I am aligned. Allow this light to expand, filling your entire body with warmth, calm, and a sense of presence. And from this space, ask yourself silently, what is my way? Trust whatever thoughts, feelings, or images that arise. They may come as clear ideas or subtle sensations. There's no right or wrong, just to notice and observe with the curiosity of a child. If nothing comes right away, that's okay. Simply remain open and curious, knowing your inner truth will reveal itself in time. Now, visualize a gentle breeze flowing through your mind. And with this breeze, imagine it clearing away all the noise of societal expectations, self-doubt, and fear. What remains is your inner voice, clear, calm, and true. Listen to it. Reflect on this question. What makes me feel alive, at peace, and aligned? Let this question resonate within your being and notice what arises. Maybe it's a specific activity, way of being, or simply a feeling. Just allow it to be as it is without judging or criticizing it. Now, imagine yourself living fully in alignment with your way. See yourself moving through life with clarity, purpose, ease, and grace. Picture how this impacts your relationships, work, and well-being. Notice the peace, joy, and sense of fulfillment that arise when you live authentically. And just take all that in and feel the deliciousness of this. And with each inhale that you make, silently affirm, I choose to live my way. With each exhale, release any fear or doubt holding you back. And gently bring your awareness back to your body and the space around you. Wiggle your toes and fingers, reconnecting with the present moment. Take a final deep breath in, and as you exhale, silently affirm, I trust my path, and I am ready to walk it with confidence and grace and ease. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes, carrying this sense of clarity and alignment with you into your day. It's always so peaceful when we come back from a meditation. It's one of my favorite times. So I thank you for taking this time to connect with yourself. And remember, your way is always within you, waiting to guide you. So just trust it, honor it, and live it fully. So we're going on our next break right now, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about living the way, or live the way. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. So stay tuned and see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. Whoop, turned my microphone on. And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino. And we've been talking today about Live the Way, and the episode was about journeying of aligning with your true authentic self and some of the things that we can do to do that and some of the things that are not what are in alignment with our true authentic self. So we also did a nice guided meditation to kind of tie it all together. So you'll be on your pathway to hopefully get into that flow of things. And, you know, this is kind of interesting because I don't know if people use oracle cards or any type of divination or whatever. But, you know, it's always fun for me to pick a card during the episode to gain wisdom and to keep us on track to what we're talking about. And I have to share this. The card that I pulled for today's episode is Choice. And it is from the Healing Energy Oracle by Mario Duguay. And what I love about it, it says, I choose serenity, light, and positive energy. No matter what I go through, I choose happiness. I rise above fear and direct my thoughts to God or the universe or whatever you believe in. So choice, it comes into play with living the way, because it's really about choosing things that are in alignment with our higher self. And, you know, circling back to some takeaways from today's episode, you know, living the way is about authenticity, and it means being your true self and making choices that align with your values and not from external expectations. It's really taking a deep dive within yourself and becoming aligned with yourself. The transformation starts from within. It's not an external thing. It's about coming to the deep recesses of who we are, that internal aspect of ourselves. It's about creating that relationship with ourselves so we become our own best friend no matter what's going on. Because at the end of the day, the longest relationship you're going to have with yourself, with anybody, is the one you have with yourself. And so when we start with that foundation, we become more aligned with who we are. And it's like I was saying, it's like in Swiss cheese, when all the holes in the Swiss cheese line up, you know, it's like we become unstoppable. That energy keeps flowing out. We release the need for control. We trust the natural flow and embrace uncertainty as part of the journey because, yes, uncertainty is the new certainty. Yes, it is. And, you know, things are going to change and evolve, whether or not we're in resistance to it or not. I feel sometimes when we're in resistance to it, it makes it more of a bumpy ride for us. So I invite you to look at where you're resistant in your life for change and to embrace maybe a different way of maneuvering through that. Small actions lead to big shifts. So this is like the definition of how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. Sometimes some of the changes and the shifts that we want to create for ourselves seem huge and daunting. And when you're making, you know, strides and taking baby steps and you just keep moving forward on your path, even though you can't see the top of the mountain, you'll get there. And it's about aligning every day with our choices, with the purpose and values to create a fulfilling life. And what you can remind yourself is that, is this what I'm doing now going to lead me to where I want to be and who I want to be in the future as a future version of myself? Remember that you are your own guide. Your inner wisdom is always available. Please trust it, honor it, and allow it to lead you to your unique way. Because your unique way and your way of doing it is going to be different from your parents, your spouse, your children, society. In fact, you're going to do it on your terms and on your and the way that you're supposed to be doing it. So I just want to remind people that living the way is not a destination, but a lifelong journey. It requires a dose of courage, bravery, and tenacity to let go of what no longer serves you and trust the wisdom that lies within, that wisdom within yourself. The more you align with your truth, that inner aspect of yourself, that intuitive part of yourself, more peace, clarity, and fulfillment is what you'll experience. Remember, you have everything you need to create the life that feels authentically yours. You do. You just have to start believing it and knowing it. So I always love to provide a nice quote for you. And this one's by, that kind of surmises everything that we've kind of talked about in our episode today. So this is by Carl Jung. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. So please take this message into your week as a reminder to honor your path, trust yourself, and live purpose, live a life with purpose and grace. So next week on the Dr. Dolores Show, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. It's about doing versus being. So I created an episode called Stop Doing, Start Being. And I think I just want to share a little bit about this. In today's fast-paced world, we often equate productivity with self-worth, endlessly doing instead of simply being. But what if the key to success and happiness and fulfillment lies in slowing down and reconnecting with your authentic self? Now, that's a question to ponder, but it's the truth. How often in life do we... we're in such motion that it's like we're on the doing mobile. And it's like when it stops, we just don't know what to do. So for those people who have a tendency not to be able to stop and slow down and smell the roses and just be, this is an episode for you. So stay tuned next week and you'll learn more. And, you know, as we circle back here, I just want to remember that you are loved more than you could imagine and that you are worth it. So just believe in yourself. I love you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.